From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Recently, Dr. Cairns began a series of studies called Life in the Spirit, an examination of Galatians chapter 5, where in verses 22 and 23, the Apostle Paul sets forth the nine elements that make up the fruit of the Spirit. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled, The Fruit of the Spirit, What It Is, and How It Is Produced. As we've seen, spiritual fruit is the natural result of the believer's union with Christ. Dr. Cairns has emphasized that the fruit of the Spirit is not a list of duties. Rather, it is the Christian virtues produced in every believer by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Note that these are the fruit of the Spirit, not of the flesh. The Holy Spirit produces this fruit first by exposing sin, then by revealing Christ. Conviction of sin does not give the power to overcome it. Only a sight of Christ can do that. As Dr. Cairns continues this message, he'll show that Paul is speaking of one indivisible fruit manifested in nine particulars. Essentially, he is describing a life that is totally conformed to the image of Christ. Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of this message in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional, Sins of Ignorance. The text is found in Numbers chapter 15, verse 25. And it shall be forgiven them, for it is ignorance. Because of our ignorance, we are not fully aware of our sins of ignorance. Yet we may be sure that they are many, in the form of both of commission and omission. We may be doing in all sincerity, as a service to God, that which He has never commanded and can never accept. The Lord knows these sins of ignorance, every one. This may well alarm us, since in justice He will require these trespasses at our hand. But on the other hand, faith spies comfort in this fact, for the Lord will see to it that stains unseen by us shall yet be washed away. He sees the sin, that He may cease to see it by casting it behind His back. Our great comfort is that Jesus, the true priest, has made atonement for all the congregation of the children of Israel. That atonement secures the pardon of unknown sins. His precious blood cleanses us from all sin. Whether our eyes have seen it and wept over it or not, God has seen it. Christ has atoned for it. The Spirit bears witness to the pardon of it. And so we have a threefold peace. O my Father, I praise Thy divine knowledge, which not only perceives my iniquities, but provides an atonement which delivers me from the guilt of them, even before I know that I am guilty.
Draw near.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the next issue is Roman Catholicism. The articles include The Papacy, The Church of Rome and Scripture, and The Church of Rome and Salvation. Also in this issue, Dr. Charles Barrett writes about Theodorus Frelinghuysen in an article called Bad Geography and the Beginning of an Awakening. In a feature article, the Reverend Timothy Nelson, editor of LTBS magazine, shares Mary's story from Rome to Christ. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we call your attention to a series of video features on that website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, what is the gospel? What is the best way to study the Bible? And can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. are about the Bible, books about the Bible, books about subjects read by the Bible. And all the time they spend little time reading the Bible itself, they would come up with all sorts of crazy excuses. I'm not a great reader. First they read the sports section. They read the Phillies. Those are the two best parts of the newspaper, of course. But they read those. They go up to date in the political ideas that people have. They can read that, but now they can't read the Bible. They don't have time to read the Bible. They have time to watch about 50 hours of television, but they don't have time to read the Bible. And again, are you telling me God doesn't know a lie on the head of each one? Realize that by reading 15 minutes a day, even a strong reader, a fairly strong reader, will read that whole book through in about 3 or 4 months. Realize that? That book? Some people have been saved for 20 or 30 years and they've never read even the New Testament. I wonder what's wrong with their eyes and why they're not knowing the vital operative power of the Holy Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit, blesses the thoughtful reading of His Word. He especially blesses the preaching of His Word. God has ordained preaching. You know, He calls it the fellowship of preaching. If you ever become a preacher, you'll feel how foolish it is. Many, many a time, I wonder about this act of preaching. Why do people come to me say that? Father John said, it's the spirit of John in the world. He said, you get people to come to church, you tell them off, or build them up, or instruct them, or whatever you do, you've got to do it at the time. And pay for privilege. Many churches, of course, have introduced the same act of preaching. I have said a few more pieces. The liturgy will be read, sung, or chanted. The time will be put in. And what's called the sermon will take 5, 10, and if it's my long winded preacher, 15 minutes. Tell you, the church that bears that has already gone into apostasy. They've missed it. Because Paul is the one who ordained preaching. And he's promised to bless the preaching of his word. He uses the minister of his church and the minister of other believers as me. And this is how Christians in the body of Christ are meant to act and interact. As they use the scriptures, not just talking frivolous nonsense. How often we come to church and say, idiot. And I do not apologize for calling a Christian an idiot if he does an idiotic thing. So many will act on our boon to the hills and valley, looking into the face of God's beloved Son. He will come up to another Christian, and we will just open his heart, show it to him, and blood and all sorts of political, materialistic, or business nonsense. What's it matter? What's it matter with the burden of the world? The dead need them? No. God blesses the ministry of the church and believers with each other. As He applies His word to our hearts, He deals with it in the place of prayer. As we go over this book, He may even, of course, use various afflictions and troubles in our lives to drive us more to the book and more to the Lord. What I'm saying is, He's carrying on the process of sanctification. This is how it produces fruit. The confession of sin, the repentance of sin, the revelation of Christ with faith renewed in Him, and submission to the will of God. That's how He produces fruit. And the fruit that He produces in this us where will be spiritual fruit. So most people are concerned with behavior modifications. And that's understandable. That's understandable because that's as far as man can go. And there are times that behavior modification is as much as you can expect. It's as much as you can demand. I don't want to get off on a tangent, but not often the parents come to a preacher about children and young people who are having troubles that they recognize with what that some person needs is salvation if they receive it. That all these things would be different. Well, that's true. But you can't save them. They can't save them. Neither of us can give them a new heart. But you can demand the modification of behavior. And if you're a wise parent, you will simply set up the standards and the sanctions in your home that will ensure that there's a modification of behavior. In other words, you cannot simply opt out of your responsibilities by saying, well, my child needs to be saved, and until it's saved, none of these things will be looked after. Obviously, it needs to be saved. Behavior modification is often the best that you and I can expect until God steps in. But when He does step in, let me tell you, the Holy Ghost brings a hold on people in modifying behavior that He deals with the inmost soul. His work is to produce spiritual fruit, to change us and fasten us in the deepest characteristics of the soul. Ephesians 4:24 tells us that the new man, it's the regenerate man, the new man, after God or according to God, was created in righteousness and through holiness. So Paul speaks of the fruit of the Spirit, not of the product of the flesh. And apart from that, he speaks of one indivisible fruit in nine particulars. Now, we have nine things here. Not one of them can exist alone. Each leads to the next. Love, first for God and then for others, satisfies the soul. But naturally leads us to joy or delight in God our Savior and His salvation. And that joy will lead peace or security, assurance, tranquility, which in turn will lead to long-suffering. Because people who are at peace with themselves are not living in frustration and disappointment, and therefore will be patient with others. And in being patient, they will show that gentleness that Paul mentions, that is kindness, consideration, which in turn produces goodness. Goodness I can define as the character of moral worth that is seeking to do good to others. That character in the world is led into difficulty, and thus we will be faith for faithfulness. Firm continuance. And that continuance will be very sorely tested by the adverse circumstances of life, which will mean that we will show meekness, which is a submissive acceptance of the sovereign dealings of God, especially when they are difficult to bear and understand. And that meekness will produce temperance, love, under control, not blown about by all changing pressures or our experience. Now, in these nine virtues, you have one fruit. But let me point out that in them, Paul is describing a life that is wholly conformed to the image of Christ. Where do you find love? In Christ. When you see real joy in Christ, when you find that peace in Christ, He is the embodiment, He is the personification of all these perfections. So, the Holy Spirit's being is not something that is like Christ. What is holiness? It's Christ-likeness. That's what it is. What is sanctification? It's the process of being made like Christ. That's the great burden of the Holy Spirit in the life of the Christian. Can I put it? I wonder to you that this is God's eternal purpose for every one of us. We take the mystery of predestination. Most of what is said on it is by a glimpses, both from Calvinistic and Arminian sides. And I say I am answered to Christ because the wisdom of man imposes on itself in the Word of God. I don't think many people, when they're arguing about predestination, coming to the simple statement of God has predestinated us to be conformed to the image of the Son. God did not predestinate a people to argue about predestination. He predestinated them to be like Christ, and Christ-likeness is the greatest expression of predestination in operation that the Bible gives you. Be like Christ. That's what God predestinated us for. We can talk about election and predestination and belief, but we're not living Christ-like lives. We are denying with our works, with our thing that we say we are establishing with our words. Predestinated to be conformed to the image of Christ. God spoke to the Galatians as his little children, chapter 3, verse 19, and said, I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Understand what he's saying? He said, I have a passion to see you saved. It was a passion, was a pain, it was a hurt, it was something that I bore, like an agony of soul akin to the pains of childbirth, to see you brought into the kingdom of God, I traveled to see you saved. Now I have a similar agony to see you sanctified and conformed to the image of Jesus, and I am pained to see a lack of holiness within you. I'm grieved to see a stunted growth within you that said, I'll travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. What does he mean? Well, he makes his own meaning clear. When he writes to the Colossians, he says, you put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of heaven created. That's what Paul wanted. He gives us the prayer of Epaphras in Colossians 4:1. For the Colossians, that they may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. That's what Paul wanted. That's what it means. God's being formed in you. The standing complete in him in all the will of God. Your life conformed to the image of God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.